This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
So I was calling because I had listened to a podcast where you were talking about how a lot of the spirits that people report seeing, the full-body apparition types, they're in full garb. Maybe it was because those, you know, in 100 plus years past, 200 years, maybe there was a lot more of the strife or angst or sudden death, the sort of thing that would create a ghost that would be an upset ghost, that sort of thing, which is an interesting thought. I never heard of thought of that, but. But I don't think so. I think there's a lot of sudden deaths now that are unexpected, especially with the drug problem that's going across the United States. It's odd, but I've run into several upset spirits that they seem almost childlike because they're pulling pranks and doing naughty things, and it's teenagers or young people that. Died suddenly, and I've had three let me know that it was drugs, which is odd that they would say that. And I don't believe that just because you die from drugs or a drug overdose, that automatically means you're bound to the earth or you're going to suffer or anything like that. I think it's just that, as one of the spirits had told me, it was a boy, he said, I really effed up this time. That's what he kept saying over and over. And he wanted me to tell his dad that. And I was like, I think he knows. I mean, he knows you didn't do it on purpose. The spirit of this young man wanted to make sure that his parents knew he didn't mean to, and it was an accident, and he's so sorry. And I think a lot of it is that they have to deal with then, the spirit, is the seeing the grief and destruction that their stupid choices cause. I mean, it was just that, if you think back when we were kids, we did a lot of stupid stuff too, but it might have been stuff that wouldn't necessarily cause you to die. And with the drug problem now and all these crazy drugs that... these kids think it's just going to be a fun thing. I'm just going to do it once, and we'll just do it at this party. I'm not a druggie, and I'm not going to get on to this stuff. But it only takes once, and maybe it was made bad, or maybe they took too much, or who knows. But I think there's a lot of that going around now, and I don't think, you know, for anybody who's lost somebody that way, it's horrible. But I don't think they're suffering any more than anybody else does. But they're just so surprised. One minute they're having a good time, they're listening to music, everything's great. They're having friends, and then they're gone. And sometimes they don't understand. They like, what happened? I mean, they'll say to me, I didn't do anything bad. I didn't overdose. I'm not a druggie. I didn't, you know, waste my life. I didn't commit suicide. And this is one of those things that, oops, I messed up. I think that's, it's sad, but what made me think of that, too, was the, you were commenting on the clothes. And so there was one particular home that I investigated for a family. And there's a large family living in the house, so there were six people that all saw the same woman. So what I could piece together from the family members telling me what they saw and doing research on the internet, there's different internet searches you can do for died in the house, but she didn't die in the house is the funny thing. this woman. But there was a lot of trauma and strife in the house, and I think she comes back to this house because she actually felt safe there, which is, you know, people are like, oh, if somebody died in this house, I don't want to live here. But that doesn't really mean anything. So this particular girl that everyone saw, I had split the children up and talked to them individually, split the parents apart, talked to them individually. And the parents had talked to each other about what they'd see. And when I asked the parents, what did the children describe seeing, they would only say they saw the woman, or they would tell me that the lady came. But I said, did they describe her clothing or her look so that we can tell if it's the same woman, or is there more than one woman? And the parents hadn't really done that because they didn't want to dwell on it or encourage it. You know how parents are. We just, oh, don't worry about it. I'm sure it'll be fine. You probably just saw something out of your neighbor. We don't want our kids to think there's a ghost there because we think that's terrible. And I get that. So this woman, I'll break it down quickly in case I get hung up on. The basic story that everybody tells is you're in the house doing something, middle of the day, doesn't have to be night, and the front door bursts open. Now, sometimes you hear the door burst open. You hear it open with such force that it hits the wall, which is impossible because they now have one of those springy door stoppers. But they said, no, you don't hear that. You hear it bang the wall. But when you look over, sometimes the door is still shut. Sometimes the door is open, but it's propped open with this door stop. So you're hearing the sound of the door opening, but it's not actually opening. And then the woman runs in. And they said you can look right at her. You can watch her run in. She runs in the front door, runs straight up the stairs. And sometimes she'll fade away halfway up the stairs. And most of the time she fades away halfway up the stairs. But you hear her feet running up the stairs. You hear the door, and then she's gone. However, the children get a lot more than the parents. And I don't know if it's because the children are more perceptive or if it's because the children aren't afraid and they don't turn away. I think a lot of times the adults see the ghost, know it's a ghost, freak out and run the other way. Whereas the kids just kind of like, oh, the lady's back. And they watch. So this lady, she has brown hair, and it's shoulder length and curly, and they say she's a skinny white girl. It's a mixed race family. They said she's taller than the 9-year-old, but shorter than the 15-year-old, if that gives you any idea. I'm guessing about 5'6", 5'7". What was funny, too, is they said she's wearing a T-shirt and jean shorts that come up really high on her waist and fold over, which I about died laughing, and I immediately thought of Jenny commenting about MC Hammer pants or anybody dressed in, like, I wanted to ask so bad, like, did she have a bunch of rubber bands around her wrist?
This has been a Grave Confession.
From the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.